Welcome to Glory and Peace Church International. Our Bible study resumes on Wednesday, September 11th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And our prayer meetings are on Fridays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and are only available on Zoom. Our Zoom meeting ID is 851-8432-5513, passcode 945071. Happy birthday to everyone celebrating in September. Are you interested in being baptized? Let us know. Walk for Jesus on Saturday, September 14th, 2024. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to our social media platforms. The men's and women's group resumes this Saturday, September 14th at noon. We are also collecting Champlain donations for winter clothing in good, clean condition.
Economy of God is based on service. Acts of love.
Reach out today to see where you can serve.
Good morning, Glory and Peace Church. Welcome to those online. Welcome everyone here. Welcome if you're new. Welcome if you've been. Hallelujah. We've come to meet with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Praise the Lord. Let's all stand in His presence. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we thank You that You are over this service in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we worship You this morning. Yes, Lord.
Your grace in the power of Your declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servants, Moses, righteousness being restored. And these are the days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sorrow. But these are the joys in the desert, crying, preparing the way. Flesh. And these are the days of your servants, David, rebuilding the temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest, the fields are white in your word. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word. There's no God like Jehovah. 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 There's no God. Everybody go. There's no God like Jehovah. 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 There's no God like Jehovah.
He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the praise. Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, you look up to Him. You put all your trust in Him. You lean on Him. Hallelujah. He is a great God. He is a great God. He is a mighty God. He is a present God. He is a present God. No matter what you're feeling, no matter what you're going through. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. For you don't need a cause so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Sing with me, you deserve.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone say, He is my Lord. Say, He is my Lord.
He is
my God. He is my Savior. He is my King. He is my everything. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for another glorious morning, another glorious day, that we can open up our voice in the land of the living to bless your holy name. We give you praise, Almighty God. You are the King of the universe, Master of everything, King of glory. You are God and nobody made you God. You are God all by yourself. We bless your holy name. Giver of life, maker of life, redeemer, master, savior, we bless your holy name. Holy Spirit, we thank you for being here. We thank you for our worship and our thanksgiving and our recognition of your kingdom over our life and your lordship over our life. We bless your holy name. Have your way in this service this morning. May your name be magnified and glorified. May every heart be touched this morning. May every heart know you as Lord and Savior. May every heart be saved. And may everyone magnify your name. And those who have come with burden, may their burden fall off. May they leave this house this morning refreshed. Magnifying your holy name and saying, look what the Lord has done. Not only do they feel good, they feel lifted from a lower level of glory to a higher level of glory. May your name be magnified forever in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, good day, everyone. Thank you, worship team. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I need to pray for you, children. Where are you going? Come back here. I didn't declare anything over you. I know Papa taught you already, but you need that word inside your system. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for all our beautiful children, all our biological children, spiritual children, partners, and extended families, every child from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth, every decade of life, from age 120 to zero, touch everyone. Minister grace to them. They will have a successful week. They will have a healthy week. They will have a healthy life. They will have a blessed life. They will succeed. The school season has fully started. Bless all our teachers and our children. May they all do well as partners in learning in the name of Jesus. Visit them at their Sunday school class. Visit them in their classroom. Visit them in the high school. Visit them in middle school. Visit them in universities, in their colleges. Visit them in their career places, in their workplaces, in their homes. Parents, children, grandparents, great-grandparents, the whole family, father, mother, and everyone. May the hand of the Lord be upon everyone. May the angel of the Lord go before and behind you. May you have a victorious time. Success to success, victory to victory. We declare scholarships, full scholarships in the name of Jesus. We declare debt freedom from members of Glory and Peace Church and those hearing the sound of my voice. We declare abundance, supernatural provision in the name of Jesus. Say big amen. Amen. Well, bless you. See you. See you, children. Listen to your teacher. See you, Nori and Nana. Praise the Lord. See you eating. All right. Not yet. After service, you can ask me. Okay? Let's continue in prayer. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, you're welcome in the service. You're welcome here, Spirit of God. Spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We welcome you, we receive you. Have your way in our lives, in our church, in our homes, in our city, in the service, and in our nation. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Our scripture reading this morning is Psalm 1. There are only 6 verses, so you got to catch up quickly. Praise the Lord. Psalm 1. This. And those of you sitting in the back, you should move forward. You know, we have cameras, so it's almost like nobody's here. Move forward. It's easier for who's preaching to see your faces. All right, let's continue. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. I think the scriptures are very clear. So don't go for advice or don't start telling your stories and different stuff in that midst. It's a waste of time. 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. We know if your delight is in the Lord because the way you talk exposes what's in your heart. The way you talk all the time shows who you are. May you have delight in the Lord. Say amen. And it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, I will do these things. Somebody say, I will do these things. How hard is it to delight in the Lord? The Lord is good, so delight in him. May that bring joy to you. Say amen. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. May you forever be in the congregation of the righteous. Say amen. Verse 6, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So it's just a waste of time. So the point is all about your speech and what you put in your heart. You must guard your heart, put the right stuff in it, and what you are asked to put in your heart is the word of the Lord. Delight in it. Not just put it, enjoy it. Be glad about it. You don't hear the word of God and you frown. You don't hear the word of God and you start patrolling, especially when you come to church. You patrol. You might as well go and join the police force so you can patrol the streets. You know, sit down and take it in at that moment. That's when it is sown. Amen. When it's being sown, take it in. Amen. If you need bathroom break, go like us. We go before we come here and we stay put. Amen. We are older than some of you. So we should be visiting the bathroom more than you. So all these things are disciplines. That's when the word is coming, let it enter. Enter your heart at that moment. That's when it's sown. It takes root and you become that tree that is planted by the rivers. You don't plant things in the air. If I brought seed and I throw it in the air, it will never grow for 1,000 years. But it must hit the soil. Your heart is that soil. Guard your heart. Make sure your heart is precious to you. Say amen. Somebody say, my heart is very precious. Precious to me, precious to the Lord. Say, Lord, visit my heart and stay with me. Don't go away. Stay with me. Say amen. All right, let's rise and pray. Father, we thank you that your word has been planted in our heart. It will grow. It will enter that river of life and begin to take from that root. From that root, it begins to take from that river. And from that river, we will have trees that are strong, that the leaves are forever green, forever fresh, forever fruitful, forever blossoming, forever producing, forever expanding. Father, touch our hearts, purify our hearts, cleanse it, make it purer than gold. In the name of Jesus, let our heart be the residence that you enjoy staying in. We delight in your word, O Lord. May your word forever take us to realms beyond possibility, beyond impossibilities. In the name of Jesus, Father, we surrender our lives to you. You are our God. We don't give it to you and we take it back. We forever remain in your hand. Have your way in our lives. Touch us and our families. Where we are weak, make us strong. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Can somebody say, I'm strong this morning? Let the poor say, I'm rich. Can somebody say, I'm rich this morning? Oh, let the sick say, I'm healed. Somebody say, I'm healed. This is how you want us to talk. You want us to say we are strong in the Lord. We are delighted in the Lord. We are rich. We are blessed. We are favored. We are the redeemed. And you say, let the redeemed say so. May our language and our speech change. May we begin to speak the way you have called us to. May we truly be the children of the Most High God. In the name of Jesus, when we see circumstances that we cannot control, we say, the Lord is Lord over this situation. And we say, it turns around now. It turns around now for my good. It turns around now for my favor. It turns around now that I have a testimony. We begin to speak the language of the righteous. We begin to speak the language of the redeemed. Touch every tongue here today. Touch every heart. Touch every lip. Touch every ear. Touch every eye. Touch every body part. In the name of Jesus, all eternal and external organs, we speak life to you, strength to you, strength to strength. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that death freedom is happening to every one of us in this house. We have more than enough that we become good seed sowers. We sow seeds in the house of God and we sow into lives out there. We help extended families. We help families. We do good. We do the work of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, taking care of widows, taking care of orphans. Lord, may we the righteous rise. Arise and shine. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon every one of us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody say, my testimony has changed. From lack to abundance. Spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially, in every area, I am rich in the Lord. Say a big amen. 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 Father, we thank you for the nation of Israel. We speak peace over Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Prosperity to her palaces. Father, remember your people. Remember your people. Help comes from God. I lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the God who made heaven and earth. Father, help your people. Help your people. Deliver them from all evil. Deliver them from onslaught of the enemy. They are surrounded by enemies, but the Lord surrounds them like a shield. Thank you, Lord, that your shield is intact. Keep your people safe. You're the God of peace. Prince of Peace, visit your people. May they begin to call upon your name. They call upon your name and may you show up. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Father, may they call on you. We ask now that you strengthen them. Strengthen the army. Strengthen the people. And Lord, touch all their enemies, that they will turn around and know that these are the human being and the people of God, that on both sides, there will be no more suffering for the innocent. Save your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace now. That same peace now may come upon Canada, upon Nigeria, upon United States of America, upon Germany, upon Yugoslavia, upon Poland. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch all the nations where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord. Minister grace to them. Save them, O Lord. Amen. Cause them to know you.
Amen.
Bring godly leaders,
Amen.
Holy leaders,
Amen.
Righteous leaders
Amen.
Who will do the right thing
Amen.
So that the people will not suffer,
Amen.
That the people will have reason to glorify God,
Amen.
That they will have reason to sing and dance before God.
Amen.
Lord, arise and let all your enemies be scattered.
Amen.
Cleanse all the seats of government. Bring the holy leaders and the right people. In the name of Jesus, touch your people, Lord. And touch the people of the land, that they begin to pray for their leaders. For righteousness exalt a nation, and sin is a reproach. May we have a righteous nation. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be for the isles of the seas and all first nations of the earth. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. In this service this morning, touch your people. Those that are sick, that are home, heal, restore, and make them whole. Those that are discouraged, encourage them. Those that are backslidden, draw them back. Woo them back to you, Lord. And those that are here this morning and hearing the sound of my voice, visit their homes and visit them. Lord, let the word of the Lord come now with power, with grace, with favor, mercy, and truth. Touch every lives. Let every need be met according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody say, I receive the goodness of God. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. Apostle.